It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 770.
Joining us back in the studio, Jase Hawkins. And we've also got GB.
He's back in the building.
Yep. Thanks for coming back, Jase.
No worries. Couldn't help but notice I wasn't in the video opener from last time I was here.
Oh, but really? That's all good.
Time to start the show on. That's fine. Make me feel comfortable.
It's hump day replay. Do you know about hump days?
No, I fast forward to Fatty Fridays.
Fat Fridays, yes. Yeah. We're not fat phobic anymore.
We like that in an email, didn't we?
But
feedback, welcome.
So, no, feedback is welcome. But GB, sometimes.
I thought you handled that very well, by the way.
Thanks, yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been
called out?
Called out for anything?
No, but I went through my chubby years in high school and stuff like that. So, like, I related to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. So, GB's back. It's not Wednesdays are hump days.
They are.
And so, we do a wrap-up where he goes through and he produces this. It's almost like a...
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. I'm with you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I flag something straight up?
Yeah, sure.
We're live streaming.
Yeah.
Sebs and Grace.
Yes.
Supposed to be on a romantic week away. Dare I say, first physical week they've ever had together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. First vacation with a girl Mason's ever had.
Yeah.
Let alone a girlfriend.
Are they watching the live stream right now?
According to the comments, Grace, unless someone's hacked her account, is in the live feed.
Oh, Sebs, we need to have a chat.
Or he's just slipped into relationship life.
Like, this is day three.
Yeah. I mean, they're a modern day couple. Maybe the modern day couple is that.
Sitting in bed.
Straight into what you do after. So at least 5 months of a relationship.
Right.
You know, you're just on your phones. Maybe that is a thing. Like, you think about how long you've been with your wife?
Over 10 years. 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Next week, it's my, I think it's my 6th year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Wedding anniversary. Would that be right?
No, 6th? That's not right, no.
2015,
no, you 16, got married 17, in 3 18, years.
19, 20, 5th.
Did you go to the wedding, Josh?
Wasn't invited.
Sorry.
It was out of time.
Yeah, it was... No, I get it. That's
George,
fine.
Get across the way.
I was invited, but I couldn't make it.
No, she's full of shit.
Could have thrown your invite to George.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't invited.
No, weddings are tough, man. We've got, our executive producer, Alex, has had to put off his wedding this year, so Sash the newsreader, because of COVID.
He was going to Vegas, wasn't he?
The Bucks. There was talk of that.
Oh, jeez.
And then Bali. We're going to do Bali.
Really? That's a down. Going from... Vegas to Bali.
Yeah.
Was it always going to be Bali?
Yeah, I think it was Vegas was like pie in the sky. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, realistic, maybe a trip to Bali. But they've had to move it up. But we were discussing guest lists and stuff the other day. And it's so tough. Mm. Even like people you work with, like Sasha Newsreader was inviting, was it PJ? But she hasn't met BJ. Or doesn't know BJ, the partner that well, okay, so he can't come. And it's like, that's awkward because they've been together for so long. And
This is why, like, I know it sounds like a cop-out, but this is, Brie and I have been together for 13 years. And the main reason that we aren't married.
Is a wedding guest list?
Yes.
Come on, mate.
No, I swear.
You find any excuse.
Do you believe that, TJ?
I think you're not the type that would enjoy going to a nightclub, enjoy going to some sort of party where you're sort of having to, let alone be the center of attention at the party.
It's just a lot of...
It makes sense that you're the guy. But on the other side, I love parties. My wedding, it's stressful.
Oh, no, you're working.
It's not a party.
It's a work night.
I'd much prefer, even kids, like not the same, but running a three-year-old's birthday versus going to a three-year-old's birthday.
Totally different.
Mm-hmm. Having your own wedding, going to a wedding.
Even be fucked going to weddings, to be honest. I just think the whole...
I'm glad I didn't ask you.
Hey, I'm the same. It's a new thing. You know what I hate? Bad speeches. It kills my night. I go, you know what? We could be doing drinks, catching up with friends right now. Come on. Move it along.
Do you reckon you're getting more antisocial as you get older?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I struggle with ISO and lockdown at the start. Mm-hmm. And then the minute they ease restrictions where you could just have like 3 people over, I was like, I'm actually content with this. I don't need clubs and bars and stuff. As long as like the winery bar down the street's open, I can go down there and have a couple of drinks with some mates or the bowls club or have people over.
How old are you?
37, 8-ish.
To the bowls club.
Yeah, but if you go there, it makes you feel younger because you are the youngest by a lot of years.
Love that. Love
it's like on the show, I'll always refer to myself like, you know, putting on heaps of weight and looking old. And then when people meet you, they're like, mate, you're not that big. And I'm like, I know. So it's great.
the young, fit guy.
The promise, over deliver. This show's motto. It's a way to do it.
I mean, talking about that, you were asking about Mr. 97 and his commitment to the Blairgowrie Beach House in regards to content.
Yeah. Can we talk about this? So, I missed a couple of potties and then I started hearing about the Blairgowrie Beach House. And Lou's sister, my wife's, my sister-in-law's got a beach house down there. And it's a great spot. Awesome location to get away. And then I was like, he's getting this on the account, isn't he? Mm-hmm. It's totally free. Yep. And then I saw the amazing social post he was doing. Terrible content. And
what would you do
if anything but what he's doing?
What's he doing? Because I must be missing. I don't have my fucking Instagram account.
So the thing is that there is stuff that I think he's done actual fuck all. He's done one post, I think, of
a platter.
A platter.
A platter with two drinks.
And the other stuff
is
all.
Wasn't that Grace's photo?
Yeah.
No, you're right. He retweeted. Yeah, that's all he did. Yeah. And he did that thing that really annoys me where people put the tag of the location at the bottom of the screen.
It was so small. So
I couldn't click on it because every time I went to click on the tag, it would bring up the comment part. I'm like, I can't even click the link to see where you're staying for free.
So he got this contra based on having to sort of do a few social media posts to create some video content. It's $2,000 worth of value. Rod is an angel for allowing young Sevs.
Rod, I'll do a deal for you, mate. If you want to put someone up for free a comm, I'll show you social content. Hook us up.
I mean, this is more getting more out of a deal than we have, essentially, as the hosts of the show. I mean, you've got a full team of producers. Are they sort of... Have you heard any sneakies going on behind the scenes?
Getting deals?
We get free firewood from Red Gum Firewood Supplies.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Thank you to Kevin, the crew. We've hit it off with Mark and the crew from Two Brothers Brewery in Moorabbin. I'll take you lads down there.
Two Brothers.
Great spot.
Yeah. Cochran's Road. Is it Cochran's Road at the back there in the industrial area?
Yeah, in the industrial area. Yeah. Big fire pit out the front.
Oof.
Where's their wood from?
Well, funnily enough, I just took them up with Kev, the firewood place. So,
did you?
That's great.
That's good.
Everyone's got a couple of little snacks, only small stuff.
Is there a rule? Because, I mean, this is set, the issue is that we said we would sort of come in and save the day if it all goes to shit. So, it's like
minimum. Which it's going to.
This is damage control right now.
Yeah. A few little cheeky. You know who taught me the best deal? When I was doing nights with Kyle Sandilands in Brisbane. So, we were doing the night show on Triple M. All right, and the radio station was in the middle of the city, and the TV stations were up on Mount Cutha, which was like 20, 30 minutes out of the city. So, if a car crash or a news story broke, they'd have to get the camera crews down the mountain. So, Channel 7 hired out a room at the bottom of the Triple M building, and from 4 p.m. we'd just put a camo in there, camera guy who would just sit there and listen to the police scanners. So, half the night, he was just sitting there, and Kyle and I were like, hang on, let's work this out. We're here doing nights. We'd love dinner. He's down there with a car. So, I started ringing restaurants in the city for Sydney and said, look, if we gave you cartons of Coca-Cola for you to sell in your store, in return, would you feed us and the Channel 7 camera guy? And they're like, yeah, no worries. And I'm like, okay, great. Now, I just need to pick the food up because this is pre-Uber Eats days. So, then I'd go down and see the Channel 7 guy and I'd like, if I could put two cartons of Coke in the back of your Channel 7 van on the way back from the car accident that you filmed, can you stop and grab the meals for us? You give them the Coke and we all get fed. And that was the deal. And we did it every night for 2 years.
What happens if there isn't a car wreck?
I was ropeable if there was like a siege or something like that. And he was like, mate, I'm out here for 6 hours. Yeah. And I'm like, you're right, mate, we'll starve. Yeah. All good.
Is that cash for comment? I mean, no, because you're not saying anything on.
No, it's no, not that's, on that's air. Just, you know, that's old school deals for $80 worth of food here and there. I think if I'm rocking up in a Maserati and I'm saying, if you want to improve your life, buy a Maserati, then you're getting, you know, in trouble.
Yeah, but where do you buy a Maserati from if someone was wanting to know?
I only know where to get a Mazda from, Tommy, and Ringwood Mazda. No.
Oh, Ringwood Mazda, they've been around.
But have you, GB, have you got a hump day replay?
So, yes, I've done hump day replays now every week for 11 weeks in a row. And
I get it. I've missed 11 weeks on Wednesdays. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's basically just a recap of the week and they're going really well. I've just got a letter that I'd like to read out, if that's okay.
You sure?
All right.
Yeah. Dear Mr. Jacket and Mr. Jansen, okay. I'm writing to formally request an extension for my assignment, Georgie Boys Hump Day Replay.
Okay.
As you're aware, I have been away the last couple of days, and during this time, I was required to give my eyes a rest from the screen. I had every intention of ignoring the doctor's orders and completing the edit, so I sent my draft to Tommy on Instagram and Facebook, but received no reply.
Dog.
Since then, the doctor called me and said, you need to give your eyes a 1 week rest, or you could do permanent damage. So now, for the announcement. July 1, put it in the calendar. Hump Day Replay returns for season 2. All new characters, all new graphics, all new music. It's going to be bigger, stronger, better. Please
this
accept.
Jace, this is going to be exciting for you as a human.
I feel like you've broken the rule of under the, what is it? Under promise.
Under promise, over deliver.
He's gone the other way. He's definitely gone the other way.
So please accept this extension request and my sincere apologies for not delivering 12 weeks in a row.
Okay.
George Martin.
I think it's
what fine. Do we think?
What's the feeling?
I think it's. Are you going to do a rebrand or are you still calling it Hump Day?
Yeah, it's up for discussion. I'm not sure. Okay. I think I'd keep it Hump Day.
No, I'm happy with Hump Day.
I think it's a good day. It's the middle of the week.
We're looking at other days.
Yeah. What's your favourite benchmark that you've ever done on radio?
Not proud of it, but it was Pasha Carney for Gwen Stefani. We're in Brisbane to...
what's Pasha Carney?
When tickets to...
Pasha Carney?
Oh, Carnival.
The Brisbane Echo was on, and we made people Pash the guy that ran the Dodgem cast to win tickets to Gwen Stefani. Not my proudest moment.
good content.
Great content for a week.
And people did it?
Yeah.
It's amazing what people do for prizes.
Well, I saw that you guys were giving away Uber Eats vouchers to gift cards to gym goers on Monday morning.
Yeah, just a way to sort of like, because they ease restrictions here in Victoria, you could go back to the gym. So we sent Tony Roddy, our producer, down to say, because you know, like those people that were lined up on Monday, you know, F45 ready to go, they've been waiting for it. And good for them, they're better than me. She was bribing them with Uber Eats vouchers not to go into the gym class.
So I love this because when I heard that it was happening, I thought I can imagine the conversation or the meeting or the throwaway comment of wouldn't it be funny if, and then the reality of actually going out there and trying to convince people because you're giving $50, was that?
Yeah.
How did you go?
Well, I didn't have to worry about the reality of it because I just pitched the idea on Friday at 11 o'clock when I was walking out of the studio. They're like, all right, guys, Monday, gym's not. Like, oh, I'll just chuck them vouchers, see if they're not going.
Well, surely people, because I feel like Bree goes to like gym at 6 in the morning and there's no way that she would take a $50 voucher.
We had the other problem. They wouldn't even stop to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cause there was only 20 people in a class. They did, you know, I think there was that fear of if I'm late, I'll miss out on my spot. You got to wait. You're going to think people waited like 4 months to get back in there. So I get it.
Plus coronavirus.
Exactly. So we had Tony Roddy ring with the old call about 90 seconds to go. We can't get anyone. We can't get anyone. And then you know, scrambling and moving things
around. So the paid actors came out from behind you. Yeah.
No, it's where you're shuffling on the go and move stuff up and move her cross down.
TJ was telling me about, we didn't have it so much in like the national show when we did FIFA and Jules, but the fake caller specifically around regional, like you would have phoners or whatever and you wouldn't necessarily get a call.
I think everyone got in trouble because everyone was just calling other radio stations around the country, Hot FM, Cairns, you know, it's coming in hot to share.
It's a personal hate of mine. Like there's some shows I've listened to where the caller will be like, Jenny, what's your story? And I'm like, I know Jenny. She's an accountant. Like I really the voice straight away. Like as a team, because we've all got mates in radio, and so everyone just refuses to be the fake caller for someone. Yeah. I'd rather get on and go. You know,
no one
we've
got
131065. Give us a ring if you like to lick your feet and come back and own it and go. And whenever we've come back and gone, well, that's embarrassing. Like we got no calls to that topic. Then they'll ring.
Mm.
But I think it's, you know, there's a large percentage of people that'll sit there and go, oh, yeah, I lick my feet, but I'm not going to ring. I'd never ring a radio station. But then when you hear no one else is called, you're like, oh, well, this is A, my opportunity to get through, and B, I can't leave you hanging, especially if you've shown vulnerability in what you're asking.
I actually just remember, did you see the ACRAs? They cancelled the ACRAs?
Yeah. Yeah, which sucks a bit because everyone was working on, and for anyone that doesn't know, because I know you love a reset, it's like the Logies for radio, but without money. And
it sounds good, doesn't it? Imagine how good the Logies is and then apply that to the Acaras. Yeah, you've got a fucking...
You get money for the Logies if you win a Logie.
No, but I just mean more the night.
Oh, yeah, the budget.
Yeah, the budget. Yeah,
broadcast on television.
Three-course meal, like boozy drinks. But everyone was working on their entries and, you know, and then they came out and said, oh, no, we'll push the entry date a little bit later, so keep working on it. So, and I don't know if you guys have ever filled them out, but those entries are a nightmare. The people editing, they're editing like the their best audio.
Trying to fucking like compile. I remember being an editor and just like, it's the worst time of year because you're putting together, it's like, oh, we need that reaction shot and we need to work, you know. They're basically creating submissions to win an industry award.
But I'm putting together a resume, but like times 10.
Have you won one?
Never.
So I got nominated. I should find it and we'll play it. It was Tommy and Candy, that show. But then what I realized was we didn't have to pay to go because we got nominated.
Yes,
but
that was the beauty of being... I've been nominated a few times and if you get nominated, it's great because then the company pays for your ticket. Otherwise, it's like $250 bucks.
Yeah. Chicken or beef and a few crown lagers. That's what they serve up.
And so this year, because I sort of get there, you know, with all the corona stuff, you can't really do it. But they probably could have still done the actual awards.
They could have done the awards online.
Mm-hmm.
I feel for everyone that did all that work in the lead up to put in their nominations and then just at the last minute go, actually, we're just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they've put the pin on a bunch of stuff. Djokovic has got coronavirus.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. He would put on a tournament and he pushed ahead with it and he's now apologizing. He's saying, I shouldn't have.
Mm. Well, this feels very breakfast, right? Like you guys would have covered it today, did you?
No, we left that to news, to be honest.
Yeah. What did you cover today?
Because
when we had PJ on, it was like the shit that stuck in your mind that just you can recall.
We had a big chat today about, we did test requests all morning. So, people were lining up for 4 hours in testing centers waiting to get tested the drive-thrus. So, we did give us a ring for a test request. You just got to send us a photo and prove you're lining up for a corona test. And then
we
play Bohemian Rhapsody at 8 o'clock this morning for a 10-year-old waiting. He was freaking out about getting tested.
Oh, that's good for it. Yeah, have you been tested yet?
No.
No.
No, I had a heated topic. I had a sniffle and a sore throat the start of last week.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay, sure.
Totally fine now. Uh-huh. Totally fine. Was there for 2 days.
Sure.
There was a general feeling amongst the team like, hey, can you?
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight, maybe I was a little stubborn and didn't do it.
Mm.
And
is management saying, are they saying, hey, you guys need to, like a lot of memos going out at big companies at the moment?
Well, here's the funny thing. Our boss, I don't want to get him in the shit here, but our boss sent me an email. I can probably find it.
Yeah,
it was quite a strict email, like, you know, for the sake of the team and the community, people can hear you're sick, you should be getting tested, it's your responsibility, all this. I didn't check my email. For a week.
I don't like the poppet socket though. Why the fuck have you got a poppet socket on your
It's a Christian Hull one.
It's a good talking point at the RSL too.
Plus, just in case I run into him again, I'm like, still using it. You faded. There's no Trish on there, but
I actually have his key ring.
Oh yeah.
But it was before he went to the smaller key rings. It was a very large key ring. And so every time I drive the i30.
Is it hit your knee?
Yeah, if it's my name.
No. So, just on the email, like I was watching old Joe Rogan commentating UFC. I was watching UFC last night and he sounded just a bit under the weather. And I had the moment of like, fuck, what about now? Like when that happens, you can't be out and about. Like I've gone to work sick, but I'm not infectious. But this is the thing. This is all just in my head. I don't understand. I don't know.
Because it's hard. It's this time of year. Everyone's still getting colds and stuff like that. But yeah, in hindsight, I probably should have pulled my finger out and went and got tested.
Mm-hmm.
All good now. Came good 2 days later. But you know,
got the antibodies. It's all good.
Yeah. But the original email I opened for the boss was the one I got a week later saying, oh, you didn't bite. I just sent you an email to fire you up. And I was like, what's he talking about? And then I opened the corona email. And I'm like, actually, you know what? Probably that's email should be serious. You probably should be sending me that.
It's actually just covering your ass. Early days, there was
that's
a bunch
what I
of,
thought as well.
There was a bunch of legalities around sending all your employees information about coronavirus because you can get
sued. Well, I think now
sued or
businesses can get fined if they let you work. and you're sick.
Well, there's this $1,500 that the Victorian government are doing.
Oh, so, yeah, if you are sick. And
which I was sort of like a little bit, it's almost like tats a lot. Like, because at the moment, the way that COVID is, it's like, oh, it's not good if you get it. But now that they've incentivized it.
Yeah, but you've got to be out of sick pay and everything.
Yeah,
it's, well,
yeah,
it's not like it's not a baby bonus. Yeah, yeah. Like
I saw the headline, $1,500 if you get sick. It's like, fuck yeah, but no. You
need to, yeah. We counted it all up within our office. We could make 10 grand. Yeah. I saw,
that's more lighting. New cameras.
Yeah. Do you know Michael Beveridge?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He posted last night that he's been in hospital for 10 days, nearly died of sepsis.
What is
it? Seriously,
is he all right now?
I saw his tweet. He's like, I just got out. I've lost like 10 kilos. But, I mean, you know how he's a funny guy, so it like...
yeah, where did he get it?
What did he say? I had a...
What is throat. That, by no, the
he
way?
Said, he said I had an infection. So, it's like sepsis...
So, he's okay now?
He said, I'm fine. But, like, you know how he's a funny dude, so it's like threading funny with I just nearly died and I was in a comatose state for 10 days from a sore throat that then turned into that. Fucking crazy.
I'm surprised he hasn't turned up on radio full-time again.
He works at the... the mattress company, Koala.
Yeah, he's the,
he's the creative director there.
Ah. He's doing great stuff.
Yeah, he'd be doing really well there. Because I always liked him on radio. I did Adelaide for a few years. Funny guy.
Last time you were in the studio, I don't know if you remembered, but we had the heater on.
Yeah.
And you were pissed about that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I hid that well.
No,
I was
polite. But when once the cameras went off, you were blowing up like I'd never seen before.
I threw a monitor. Like.
Actually, that's I don't know, on the monitor thing very quickly, I don't know who told us. It must have been someone in your crew about a couple of people who, when they were working from home, they took their monitors home.
All the staff in the building have taken, like, their laptop and the adjoining monitor. Like, honestly, it looks like the building we're moving out.
Did you hear what happened in the car park? Apparently, the day that everyone moved.
Someone broke one.
There was a couple.
Oh, I didn't know there was a couple.
There was multiple. I just imagine just all these people walking out. And
We have been having a situation at work. Hopefully, it's been resolved as of this morning. Dan the tech has promised me. But because budget cuts and like they're trying to cut money, which every company is, and I get that, the techs were instructed to turn the air conditioning off overnight now.
Oh.
So, the air conditioning is getting turned off, I don't know, like 10, 11 o'clock.
Luckily, right? There's no monitors around for Jay.
Give me something to throw. But we all come in and we're in like a meeting from 5 in the studio. But the aircon's not coming back on until 4. But it's taken like 4 hours to cool the place down. And that studio, like, we've got a video wall behind us. There's monitors everywhere. And just, I've been playing it cool. But for the last, couple of weeks, I'm like, guys, we've got to. And I reckon it'd be costing more. If you're turning the aircon off, the whole building goes hot. And then 4 hours later, you've got to get it back to 22.
It's what I've never understood about, the cars that will turn off when you stop the lights. It's like, surely that takes a lot. They've definitely thought about it.
You should email Mazda or something and just go, hey,
keep it on. Yeah.
Have you ever driven a Tesla?
No, I've been in one. That's one of those cars where it's like that I lust for.
They gave me a Tesla S for a weekend once.
Really?
Oh, just incredible.
It meets the hype?
Yeah. But also I was like, do I need a car that's going to get me to 100Ks in 3 seconds?
Yes. Probably not. It's vegan leather.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. So, Logan Paul's ex-video guy. I've been talking a lot about Logan Paul, but there's all these people that left his team. New people come in and out. But one of the guys who, he must have made cash because he's fucking living a good lifestyle. But he bought a
brand new Tesla.
They're doing probably. It's America. Debt's great over there.
What does that mean?
As in credit, you know, the credit thing in the States. It's not great in general, but it's a contactless pickup of your Tesla. So, you buy it, you rock up to a car park and you don't speak to anyone. It's like,
oh, I like that.
You get it, you've got your phone, bang, you're in.
Feels a little dodgy just picking up a car in an empty car park.
I mean, it's theft.
Do you understand the car rentals, like when you rent a car? Sevs doesn't have his license, but Grace was looking after the car rental. Insurances are an absolute clusterfuck. Do you understand? Can you give us a run through of how insurances work for car rentals?
What, man? I've worked for Avis before. Whenever we've done car rental, we normally just do it under travel insurance. So we say no to the car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And like if we've traveled with the kids and stuff.
Oh, this is interesting.
Like, okay. So we'll go through like one car. If we go to Bali or like even up to Brisbane over the holidays, if we're going to spend 2 weeks there with the fam, we just buy the $60 one cover or whatever it is. And then that normally includes like $5,000 car excess or whatever. So then when I'm rocking up at Avis or Hertz, I'm like, no, I don't want your insurance. I'm all good.
So the point being is when like we paid for insurance in the States through our travel insurance, but then you get there like, nah, look, I know you paid the extra bit, but it's not public liability here in the States. So
it doesn't give you third party. So if you hurt someone, you're liable.
No, third party is normally compulsory for car insurance. Like I think third party's covered.
In Australia?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And then
again, I haven't had a career.
Well, no, but this is the whole thing.
It's illegal to drive a car in Australia without insurance. It's illegal to drive.
Because it's a TAC thing?
For third party. You can't go and hit Tommy on the street and like there will be cover.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry I asked, but it just seems like it's one of those things.
But you look like a car salesman.
I get it all the time, guys. Get it all the time. It's fine.
When I bought a Hyundai, went to a bunch of dealers. Worst experience in my life trying to buy a car. I just want to have the money where I don't have to think about the price.
When you go to a car yard, do you, because I always get overwhelmed when they come over and tell me how many Ks it can do. I don't understand any of that.
Yeah.
I just want to know, like I'm a gadget guy, like leather seats.
Yeah,
Are they heated?
Visual price. That's it.
Apple Car. All the fun
stuff.
Yeah. It was like a scene in a film. The guy wrote the price on paper. We were in his office, and he fucking slides it across the table. I was blown away. Just cheeseball salesman. Ridiculous.
Today, that's what I can do for you.
Yeah.
He didn't get the sale.
Hey, bitch. That's just for you. Don't be telling your friends. What?
You'd be good at sales, I reckon.
What were you doing before radio?
First high school job, David Jones. Like one of my mates work in Macca's and stuff. I worked at David Jones in the electrical department.
Where was that?
In Brisbane. Yeah. So selling like TVs and home theatres to elderly clients because it was, you know, no one young was going buying a stereo or a TV from David Jones. So here I am selling this like Dolby surround sound thing to this 65-year-old lady just wants to watch Days of Our Lives. And you're like, no, you want to hear the sand through the hourglass behind you. So you need the 8 speakers. And then I did this, such a salesman, sleazy thing. You know how people go-
Slow with a customer. 65
year old. You got me. You know when like-
Close the deal.
Someone will tell you the price and you go, all right, we're going to go and have a cup of coffee and just have a chat about it. Mm-hmm. David Jones back then had restaurants in
food,
them.
The food court, David Jones food court?
Yeah. So it's what like I would do-
Plush.
Yeah. Mm. So what I would do in the food court was right next to the electrical department. I'd go, well- Don't bother going out back into the shopping centre. Here's a voucher to have some free coffees at David Jones.
Right.
And then what I'd do is I'd just mill around the exit of the cafe because then they couldn't leave without having to walk past me. Even if 20% of people would buy the TV because they felt bad, there's 20% of sales that you never used to get.
I just imagine that you give them the coffee voucher, they go to order the coffee and you're the barista.
Thought about the TV anymore? Are you going to go too?
Are you, what was the last big purchase you've made?
I purchased at the start of ISO, I convinced my wife to let me buy an inflatable hot tub.
Inflatable hot tub.
Yeah, because we're in a rental and I'd really want a spa.
Mm.
And then I thought, we're about to be locked down for 3 months with the kids. So I went down a rabbit hole online. I was looking at Catch and all that. And then I didn't have the patience to wait a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out to Bunnings and bought one. It was about $750.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Really?
Comes with the filter, keeps it at 40 degrees, like she is warm. 40 degrees, I've spent probably $60 in pool chemicals. Just check it every week. Give it a, you know, don't go over the top.
Yeah.
PJ jumped in it after a fake tan and the water turned a little bit.
No.
Yeah. There was a few more chemicals that day. But yeah, $750.
What's the material like? So it's not like a
vinyl or something?
Pool.
Yeah, it's like a block pool, but it's very thick quality.
Almost like a bouncing castle, like a jumping castle?
Yeah, almost. Like if I sit on the edge, it's not like, like. It's like sitting on hard plastic.
How did you blow it up?
Well, you use the filter.
Oh, that's great.
Really? So, because it blows bubbles as well.
I feel like you're selling it. Are you wanting to sell this? Because I feel like
I'll give you a discount code.
Just head over to Bunnings Cafe.
Yeah. Jace493, type that in, the coupon code. But yeah, we've used it, I reckon, 3-4 times a week.
It's good.
I mean, that's and how many weeks in a row then?
Oh, we've had it for 4 months. Oh. And then just recently, this is great. This is where it's just come in so handy. If we people over for drinks or dinner on a Friday or Saturday night, what we found is after a few, you'd be like, hey, let's all get in the hot tub. Hot tub turns people. So if you get in there,
yeah,
every time they've gotten out afterwards and been like, no more drinks for us. I think we're going to call it a night.
Really? I think I would leave. I think if someone said, do you want to – I remember there was some friends that said that they would do this. They had the club called Spa and Curries. They would have curries.
That's the fucking worst club.
That's a bad club.
Spa and Curries. It looked like the water after PJ jumped in.
That is a weird club.
Well, I felt like it was a I feel like it was code for some form of like swinging, don't you think? Like that sounds like
again,
a,
not sexy. Not sexy.
Spa and Curry. And curry. It was, yeah.
I don't know about you, but my guts are fucked. Yeah, and I'm hot. It feels disgusting.
Let's all bathe together after that curry.
Wait, so what is the what's the vibe when you
when I pitch it?
You need about to, the spa. Yeah.
You need to pitch it to people in a way where I know this is coming across like a bit swinger.
Yeah.
You know, so like we'll be like, oh, look, it says 6 person. You can get 4 in there comfortably.
But if you sit on my fucking lap,
we can get 8 in there. But so, yeah, some of the time they'll be like, yeah, we'll get into it later. And also, you're a bit pissy later. Everyone's a little bit, you know, tipsy and they'll jump in. But no one has gotten out of the spa and then stayed for an extra hour. So if you want to wrap the night up.
Are you the first one to jump in?
Yeah, normally. And Lou's very good at like. We'd prefer to have people at our place so that way you don't have to worry about getting home. But if Lou's tired, she'll just happily say to everyone, love you guys. Stay here till 4 in the morning. I don't care, but I'm out. I'm going to bed.
I appreciate that. I do that shit.
But like, the funny thing is, as a guest, if you've got someone comfortable to do that, then cool. You don't feel like you need to leave.
But it also feels like you're being generous when you're actually just leaving the party. Like saying, stay till 4.
Yeah. I'm a hero.
Everyone's like, yeah.
I'll be in bed.
Like, but hang on, you're going
to. Thanks for coming to Curry Spa night. Good to see everyone.
Have you ever gotten into a consistent. Oh, so curries and spa is a little bit strange, potentially. Has there been anything that you've done? You know, I could imagine you being a poker night guy. I could imagine you being sort of a.
I want to take up golf.
Oh yeah,
I want to do I want to get a group together and do golf.
I would do that.
I could see us doing golf.
Yeah, can George is actually better than what I thought. He doesn't look like he could really take a swing because you're a hipster. I don't think hipsters can.
Yeah. Oh no, I reckon.
Now George is. Have you seen him kick a football as in a soccer ball?
He's undercover fit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's good with his feet. He can play basketball. He's just like
do a bit of everything.
Games where you just require like focus, and so I imagine golf, he's good at golf.
I'm not that good, but I reckon if I had a handicap, it would be 20s in the 20s.
Oh, that's
I reckon.
Right. I'm like I was 32.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I was 32 when I was a kid, but that was max handicap. Yeah. 32 or 36. But no,
are we talking serious golf or like 9 holes, last few holes, can a hole?
Yeah.
Not relaxed. There is social.
Beer.
Where would we go?
Oh, definitely not.
Cheltenham.
Like-
my mum and dad live down there. There's one behind there. That's a good one. My brother walks onto the Studley Park, him and Tommy Little and a bunch of others. They walked on and play golf. It's like a bit rough, but it's
yeah, I don't want anywhere too professional.
No. Well, the one that we go to is, I think it's called Royal Park.
Yeah.
That sounds expensive.
No, it's actually probably the worst course. It's the cheapest. It's like $18 for 9 holes.
Was it the pinnacle of golf courses in the '80s?
Yeah.
And they just haven't rebranded?
It's not a great course.
Do they have carts?
Never seen anyone play
golf carts.
They've got
golf carts.
Yeah, that's what we do. We get a cart.
We're getting carts.
What's the deal with insurance of carts, do you think?
Again, family not in Avis. I don't know what bio you've read, but
I could imagine you being the golf pro at a pro shop.
You've definitely got
the vibe definitely. Of like, yeah, fucking, he's got a
you wear
handicap
shorts,
of scratch.
You like wearing shorts, so yep. I can imagine.
Why buy 2 clubs? Get yourself a set.
Yeah, mate, you need a new putter.
Yep.
You want a coffee out at the lounge? It's
here's a voucher.
We could start at the driving range. Like, if we just do a session at the driving range.
Great.
Yeah, hit the range.
Beers, and a session.
Yeah. The thing about the carts is, because we went a few weeks ago, we usually get a cart because you've got to drive across the train tracks to get to one of the holes. So you need to like hand over your license.
Oh. And,
but now during COVID, you can only have one person in the cart at a time.
So we all have to have our own carts.
Yeah. I mean, that's more fun. But, yeah.
It's not going to end well.
It's annoying. This guy, Josh, I wouldn't.
Well, yeah, I've gotten. In Turkey, I got stopped. I was on one of those. Is it RTV? ATV. And got pulled over for being silly. And it's been. And also got kicked off Le Mans go karting in Dandenong. Similar issue. Yeah, I just get silly.
They're power hungry people there, though. Not that specific, but any go-kart joint.
I was treating go-karts like dodgem cars. I would sort of wait for someone to go around a corner in the inside lane, and then I would just turn into them.
We need to get that guy out at the Royal Show. It hangs on the back of the dodgem car. in the overalls. Oh, going left, right, when you get stuck. Yeah. And we'll put him on the back of your golf cart. That'd be
great. Would he kiss a listener for free tickets? I wanted to bring up a little kit that I just bought. I just bought, have you heard of lock laces?
No, I heard you talking about this the other day. A mate of mine invested in some shoelace in New Zealand that you'll never have to tie again. He was a barista and he had this little
cheek. And he's on a yacht now, isn't he?
He's still a barista.
Unemployed barista.
Yeah, and it made me, when I heard you talking about in the potty, I thought of that.
Do you know what they're called?
No.
Okay, so these are lock laces. Hang on.
Yeah.
So, this is what they look like. I feel like you could get behind it. What sort of shoes are you rocking? They're like a Dunlop Volley sort of thing.
They're just Vans.
Vans, yeah, sure.
Which I've been told I'm too old for.
no, they look
so. Look at this. Fine. So I'm just showing the shoelace now. So it's
something you'd have at the top of a sleeping bag. Yeah.
Yes, it does. That's what it is. That's so then exactly what it
and
is.
And you tie it, and then it's you're done.
And so, I was in the office this morning. I was upstairs. Josh got here. And I just heard the pitch to George, and I was like, George was like, oh yeah. How was that experience having the pitch? It felt like schoolyard before the bell goes. A kid's talking about his rollies, his shoes with skate. You know, they're fucking versatile, mate. They've got skates in them, but you can also walk too.
Well, it felt like he wasn't actually really interested in my holiday at all. it was a bit of like
it was 2 days. You're away 2 days.
Yeah. How's your weekend? Yeah, good. Yeah. See my laces? And then he showed me and he went into that story.
Can I just... Oh, my wife's ringing. No, babe. working. I haven't mentioned... I'm meeting her afterwards. We're going to an open home.
Oh, that's exciting.
No, it's not. The thrill is it's well and truly
they, is it all COVID? So are they doing special things for it?
Yeah.
Or no?
Hand sanitise, only a few people into time. Mm-hmm. You're seeing some people at the open home that are full on, like rocking up with gloves. Mm-hmm. We looked at one the other day, which they referred to as the renovator's delight. And the real estate agent said the owners have requested you wear a mask and gloves. And
is that because of the asbestos?
No. Yeah. Well, that was the thing. When we got in there, I said to Lou, there's more of a chance we're going to catch something than leave something for them. But even, you know, like the little hair nets, you have to put them over your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were full on.
Doing fucking surgery.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, you were saying?
I just think the thrill's gone because I hate auctions. Anything you think's in your price range is going for more. People are really.
Even now?
Yeah. Because there's no new houses going up. So, people are really overpaying for stuff at the moment. And just the whole real estate agent world, just I find a little, you think car sales or something.
Oh.
You were saying something before you picked up the phone. What was that about? Went from the shoelaces?
Oh, I've got a concern regarding the shoelaces.
Oh, yeah.
Can you pick up the shoe again, if you don't mind? When you fully tighten the lace with the sleeping bag lock, I'm just noticing a lot of excess lace. I would say, what, at least 20 centimetres?
Well, so this is the thing.
What happens with that?
You can, they're completely customizable. And so they said leave around 3 inches. I don't fucking know what an inch is.
No, neither do I.
And so I think I've done more than 3 inches.
Well, and truly.
And so the thing is that you can tuck it in.
Oh, now there's an extra, hang on. So we're now up to two things you have to do.
To be honest, the thing that I, so you can cut it and then you put the end wherever you want. So I put this end on. The thing is, though, I was so angry last night because I'm creating this thing because I don't want to do my laces. The guy that has to relace his shoes, I was so angry. Because do you know how to relace shoes?
Yeah. I love washing my shoes.
And then relacing them.
Yeah, I got no
Jordan. Michael Jordan would do it every game. lace up his shoes. Really? Did you like fully lace his shoe for the first time?
God, I got into that, Doco.
That's good, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not a basketball guy. And since then, I wanted to buy a basketball hoop. I've been a rebel looking at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My wife won't let me, but she's like, no, we can't just come home.
We just got a spa.
Yeah. And she's like, you can't just bring that home and say to the kids, we've got a basketball hoop. It's got to be for like a birthday or something. I'm like, yeah, fair point.
So what could you, maybe like a, could make up some sort of day that they
I've tried.
Is that why you want to get into golf as well? He's playing a lot of golf on that.
I did think about that in the doc. I was like, well, Jordan's doing it. Yeah. And he looks, look how relaxed they look ahead of game day.
Yeah.
I can just imagine us out on the course.
Yeah, so watch me, because the thing is.
General chit chat.
Smoking cigars.
We're talking about this on the, I could get behind that.
A cigar?
Potentially.
I just don't want anyone being too competitive. Like, it's social golf. Do you know what I mean? And if people come up, I'm talking to you, George. And if people come up behind us, I want them to play through.
Yeah,
I don't want
the
pressure of professional golfers. Mm-hmm. Watching us try and hit a ball.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
How can we make it happen? Because you're like me.
We spoke about this the other day.
Big ideas want to rock up on Monday and spend all the night.
You will get a sense that, fucking Jace is fucking rigidage on this. This is happening. He's very keen. But then it never happens. And I do this a lot. And so how do we actually action something and make it a non-negotiable?
1st of August. It's a Saturday.
I don't want to play the kid card, but Tommy will understand with this. Like, you'll go, oh, your next Monday works for me, and then Sunday night will be a nightmare with the kids. Then you'll feel bad about leaving the kids and the missus. And
so we have to go around in the spa instead?
Definitely not. I'm on 2 weeks holiday from this weekend.
Oh,
I think we make a golf day happen in that two-week window. Weekdays aren't good for you guys, though, are they?
Every day is good.
That's right. You work for an hour a day.
So you're 27.
Let's throw some dates around, and I reckon we try and achieve it in that 2 week window.
Weekend or weekday?
I think weekday.
You can do it early morning. It's a not
what sort of time?
Not too early because.
We want to have a beer.
We want a few beers.
Yeah.
And start at midday.
Yeah, that's good. Let's sit in the clubhouse.
Nine holes will take 3 hours.
Perfect.
Would you be up for doing a show from the clubhouse?
Oh, now it's becoming work.
No, this is the only reason you'll show up. It's content.
It actually will put a,
Would Big Picture Company be?
Big Media.
Big Media.
I do like that, though.
Big Picture Company.
Yeah, it's like if you want your photos framed, go to Big Picture Company just on the corner of fucking, it's definitely on Smith Street somewhere.
Would this be going on the work credit card then? The funding
look, if we get, get paid on Friday.
Could we put some producer brains from our business and your show behind this one?
Maybe Mr. 97 could do an Insta post for the golf club.
We're never getting back there then, are we? Hey, are those two moving in together? You know how she's moved here?
So they're, she's
leak about that.
She is currently, she was staying at his place. Yeah. And then
meaning the parents straight away. Whoa.
Yeah.
She would have met him on FaceTime. Yeah.
I think the assumption is that they're not living together. I think is not like, you can't assume you're just going to move out.
Plus, it has pressure.
You don't want that. You want to sort of build into that, I feel.
Was there ever a question of Grace coming over for a weekend or a week?
Well, I think with all the COVID stuff, hard to get back in.
Was you're in or you're out?
Yeah. And so we were going to do a whole, after your suggestion, we were going to do a road trip.
Yeah. Which would have been amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so-
selfish, really.
Got a big Priscilla bus.
That would have been right. Josh on the top.
Yeah.
Looking like
the middle of the desert.
And so they're house-sitting someone's house in July, and so they'll be spending 3 weeks together then. So that's a good little onboarding.
So where's Grace living after Bulgari? Before
I reckon, I think Sev's. She's staying at Sev's. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. Same room.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Bed, same bed. All that sort of thing.
Were you allowed girls over when you were living at home?
If I could get one home,
it was a shock to everyone.
Well, we picked that wrong. We thought it was the other way. I got 3 older sisters, and there was a massive gap between my younger sister and me. So sort of mum and dad. Didn't really care by the time I came along.
Yeah. It's a bit like that last child.
Yeah.
Do you remember any first dates? What were you like on a first date?
I was terrible. Honestly, I really didn't get into the dating world. I did take a girl to the movies. I'm not a Star Wars guy. But I was definitely.
When did Star Wars come out? Wasn't that the 70s? I don't know. When was it?
There were new ones. New ones came out. All right. There was Phantom Menace and all that sort of whatever it was. Anyway.
You went to the pictures?
I swear to God. He's not coming to golf. And I took it to the movies and I remember like, oh, what should we see? I'm thinking, I don't care. Like, you know, let's just get into the cinema. Hopefully something's going to happen. And she's like, oh, Star Wars. And I'm like, brilliant. She's not going to want Star Wars. She doesn't care. She just wants to get in there as well. And then we got into the cinema and the movie started and I tried to make the move. And that's when I realized she was a fucking dead set Star Wars fan. And she's like, no, Phantom Menace is on. And I was like, well, this is will be a waste of my life for 2 hours. Like, I was a really nervous kid with girls growing up.
I mean, the movies make sense then, but then the thinking that you should make a move in the cinema was the downfall. Because a cinema, you're not speaking to the person for 2 hours.
No, but it's 17, you're like, where are we going to go? We're going to hang out the loading dock at Westfield? Like, there's nowhere else to hang. You know, couldn't go to each other's houses.
I mean, you could go to the food court, but you don't have to go to the loading dock. What are you waiting for?
My bad. There's a girl the girl I really liked at Mather's Shoes, and I remember like just cruising through Westfield and then just slowing down past Mather's just as you went past.
How'd you meet your wife? What's the story there?
She was a Black Thunder driver.
Brisbane? You both from Brizzy?
No, she was a Sydney Black Thunder driver. Before that, I was dating a girl called Amy from Perth who was the Black Thunder driver at 92.9 in Perth.
So you had a type.
Mm.
Before that.
Icy cold cans of Coke.
Was Anna, who was a Black Thunder driver at NXFM in Newcastle. Before that, Abby, who was a Black Thunder driver at SAFM in Adelaide.
Well, you were just like outside broadcast. Where would it all happen?
It's just because when I was working with the Hot 30, it was a national role, so you were traveling a bit. Mm-hmm. And all I was doing, like, I was just a young radio nerd, so all I did was work. So, you know, you're partying with work crew, you're hanging out with work crew.
Do you reckon...
They're fun. It's a fun environment.
You end up
all drinking together.
Do you think there is potential... Like, we've spoken about this with Sevs. If you date a listener... It's like I remember when I was younger, I nearly went into sort of church circles because I heard that you could go two levels up if you... Like, from a looks perspective... If you were part of the same church, they don't look at looks as much.
Well, because they don't have as many options. They're I'm only dating in the church pond.
It's a long game.
What you're saying is you'd be a four in public.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A six in church.
Hillsong. I would have learned how to fucking sing and play guitar. But the, do you think that being on radio, you were able to potentially...
I went from a 4 to a 9 purely for the if I'm unemployed, I am back to a 4. I have no there is no mistake there. I think when I started working in radio, it definitely helped my confidence. Like, mm-hmm. I just wasn't a confident kid like in my teenage years.
Was radio sexy then?
No, not necessarily sexy. I think just getting a job and a gig that, you know, you weren't at uni studying and, you know, working at bloody City Beach on the weekends. It was like, oh, I've started my career. I'm into it now. So, I think it just brought more confidence.
Okay, great. Well, let's lock in the golf because I'm actually serious. What about bowling as well? That's an easy one.
No.
You don't like bowling?
I think bowling. Bowls or bowling?
Bowling.
I took the kids bowling. After the second bowl, the thrill is gone.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of it sounds a lot better than that.
I haven't thought about them opening. Like, think about the fingers getting in the little holes. Well,
surely you get your own bowling ball. That'd be good.
Or that would clean it.
You'd be a guy that rock up with your little handbag with a bowling ball in it. You know, it's like the leather
How
bags.
Much would a bowling ball cost?
I don't know, but I'm with Tommy. I can't see you sharing a bowling ball. I can see you having a sports cupboard at home. But that one time a year you play a different sport, you'd be like, oh, I've got my own clubs. I don't do communal anything.
The golf club thing is interesting. Like, I've bought a few golf clubs over the years.
Well, I don't have clubs. George does. What's it cost to actually hire?
Hiring is shit.
It doesn't cost that much to hire.
I would
clubs.
Buy. I'm thinking
$30 maybe. No, less than.
If we're doing a golf session, don't buy clubs,
I've been
mate.
Begging definitely for don't. Free clubs on our podcast for the last few days.
What brands?
I do not care. Can have Aldi written down the side for all I care. Like, if it's a free set of clubs for the amount of time we're going to be playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
How I'll often? Take, not much.
Well, let's do the first ones. Yeah, okay.
Let's hire some clubs.
When we were living in New Zealand, we went across to spend Christmas with Lou's family in Sydney, and they're quite an extravagant Christmas sort of, not expensive presents, but just we'll buy lots of presents, small amounts, but just so there's heaps of gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're living in New Zealand and all our kids have been given like 10 presents each. And I'm thinking, all I'm thinking is excess baggage, got to get this back. And then Lou's dad comes up to me and goes, there you go, mate, pick this one out for you. And I open it and it was a golf club. And he goes, it's got your name written all over it. And I'm like, that's great, Pete. Amazing. Thank you so much. Just what I wanted. I haven't played golf maybe 10 years. And now I've got to get a golf club back to New Zealand. Like, just you couldn't.
Do you still have the golf club?
No, though? I left it in Sydney. We could, like, because you can't take it on the plane with you because it's a weapon.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So you'd just be oversized.
Yeah. And then I'm not lined up at oversized for one club.
Do you have issues with admin?
Yes. I hate admin.
You didn't check your email. Do you check your emails?
No.
What's your inbox? What's it say? How many is in there? This is going to be big.
6,325.
Right, before we go, the last thing I want to know, we spoke on Sunday. We're talking about romance and romantic things that you've done. What's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about this. There's some good ones. You threw out a good one, actually, you did with Brie. And I was like, it was Tommy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I was thinking you should have got this wrong.
Sorry, mate, my bad.
Tommy with Brie.
It was the the bear with the cheeseburger.
That was me. That was me.
Brilliant.
Yes. It was the bear.
Yeah,
the
God, that was a roller coaster, wasn't it? Yeah. Sorry. The teddy bear with the cheeseburger. I was like, that's good.
So what have you done? Because GB, you were a bit sad after that ep.
Yeah, well, I wasn't on that episode, but I was sitting on the couch watching and I was so glad I wasn't on, because the whole time I was thinking, like, Jesus, I can't think of anything that I've done.
Yeah,
like, really, apart from just booking holidays that we're both kind of aware of.
When you're on the spot trying to think of it, I'm very big on, like, I like surprising Lou when she's not expecting it, whether it's flowers, a holiday, babysitter for the night, but I just
basketball
don't like
ring.
The extra. Spa, golf clubs, buggy. I'm big on, like, I like non expectations and then surprises.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's an example?
Like, I'm a bit like you, weekends away, flowers and stuff, but I can't think of.
Do you think we should know? Like, I was thinking maybe
we do them so much that they've just become common.
It's just so normal. Yeah, maybe we need to make
we're
a big
fucking
thing.
Useless self.
When was the last time you've written in a card? Do you write cards?
Yes, I did a card recently. I don't know what it was for.
Mother's Day. It was recent.
Was Mother's Day. Yeah. Thank you, Tommy. Yeah. Pancakes are a pain in the ass, by the way. it was Mother's Day. And I remember writing the card. Or, like, if Lou's having a down week and she's like, you know, I just feel crap about myself or crap about my life, then I'd write a note and leave it for 4 a.m. when I go to work.
That's nice.
Or, I know on Friday, this would be awkward if she doesn't, but normally ahead of holidays, like, I might wake up at 4 a.m, go in the spare room to get my clothes and get ready, and she might have put a bottle of champagne or, you know.
Wait, so you're talking about what she's done for you?
And you start drinking at 4 a.m. How bad
I'm
is
feeling
it?
Feeling attacked.
No, this is good.
I'm feeling attacked.
All right, the golf in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Yeah, we good.
Are you a short game or long game? As in, do you... Are you
12 or...
No, you're fucking idiots. Are you good? Do you play a bit of short game or a long game? As in, off the tee or, like, chipping, putting?
I went and played that Hamilton Island golf course once and I lost 63 balls.
Wow.
That is a lot of balls.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's an island course. So...
There's water.
How are you carrying that many balls anyway?
We did several trips back to the compound.
Do you know, actually, I know that we should be ending, but on that Hamilton Island golf thing, when I was 12 years old, I was going to Hamilton Island and I sat next to my idol at the time.
Who was it?
Jeff Jans.
Oh, the chef?
The chef.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
and he was going there to play, like, a golf trip.
Of course he was. It's where all the celebrities would have
gone. Yeah. And so I was sitting there and there's actually a home video of my mum's filming me on the plane.
Oh, flipping out.
Yeah. No, it's just, I just did a presenting piece. It's just me and Jeff Jans. And we're sitting next to each other and I'm like, hey, Ryan, I'm on the plane and I'm sitting next to Jeff Jans. And then he waves and then it transitions to a balloon effect. But the he said when we're getting off the plane, he said, oh, Josh, lovely to meet you. We should play golf. Because I was big into golf at the time.
How old were you?
12.
Right.
How long do you reckon you chewed his ear off for?
I didn't. So the thing was that
I
was
been so embarrassed, Tommy.
No, I wasn't. I didn't mention it all until we were landing. Like, I was just I didn't want to be the person.
Built up the courage.
Yeah. And so then there was a whole thing. And anyway, I met Jeff Jans.
He would have been so embarrassed that you were like, do you mind if I just do a little piece to camera? Loud as hell on the plane.
I should actually find it. It's really good.
I ran into Jules Lund when we were on Hamilton Island. And we ended up having a few, and he got our buggy confiscated.
Did he? Yeah, it sounds like very.
Yep.
Because he kept on driving, saying, doesn't get any better than this.
Imagine him on Getaway.
There's no cameras around, mate.
It's a daily talk show. Jase, thanks for coming on the show. My favorite thing to listen to is the start of your pod, like the.
Yeah.
The like half an hour that you do.
We should really just record that, not bother about doing the 3-hour commercial radio show.
Well, it's the podcast. It's the format, right?
No, it's so like I think that it's a no. I think that people overlook it, but it's always the thing that I'm like, if I can tune in,
Thank you, mate.
I don't have time to listen to the whole thing, I've got to listen to that.
Well, it sounds like that's the only bit you listen to.
No, it's very good. I saw you did have a blow up the other day about the whole thing. Got upset. How on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious are you when you get upset? Because I feel like the ganging up that goes on happens
probably
with me
five.
Too. Yeah.
Probably five. People think it's a stitch up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm very big on just doing real radio.
Yeah.
If someone's pissed off, I'd rather say it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I don't like fake stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what that format works so well.
Probably
because then you can just like talk shit and swear and
What number do you start breaking screens? Was that 8?
About a 6. So it was close. I'm thinking week 1 of holidays for golf. In fact, I'm going to shoot 3 dates this afternoon. I'm very, very keen on this.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. What's I don't know about the... I like the idea of walking just to get our steps in, but we don't
have... Okay, you can walk.
Go for it, mate.
I would like it. It would be good to try and sort out. I don't like the idea of the rental golf clubs because they're just going to be fucking.
What's the other option? Spending $480.
What a wanker. Only did a rock up at just a one off golf day with his own club. Guys, I couldn't stop. I got my own buggy too. I've gone all out.
I think there would be something nice about us going all out, like wearing.
How about we do one? Start crawl before you walk.
Thank you. I'm with you, Tommy.
And then we can get the shoes after. We'll try and get a deal.
Oh, yeah. I used to have golf shoes. Fuck. Actually, the lock laces are big in the golfing community.
Casual, 9 holes.
So goes is heart well. Attacks.
Goes well. We go to 18 holes, our own uniform, carts, clubs.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. It's a daily talk show. We'll work something out. Thank you, Jase Hawkins.
Seb's coming?
Yeah, he'll be there.
We're now up to 5 buggies.
Well, hang on. Actually, there's a...
we'll get Jess.
Is there 4 7. Limit? I'm just trying to think of...
I mean, if we're going to park... what's it called? Royal Park.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty relaxed. I reckon you could get 5.
Okay.
On a hole.
Are they open? Or are you just breaking into like an old golf course?
No,
like it sounds.
No, they're open. We've got a book.
Churchill Park Golf Club. I was remembering
there
for
6 years. One just in Boleyn.
Yeah, we can go wherever. I reckon.
I'm excited about this. Yeah. I'm breaking the mold. People. I'm leaning in.
Yeah.
This
is
very big for me.
You haven't done it yet, though.
No, but I feel like I'm actually going to do this one.
It's committed.
Yeah.
It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Bye.